The Maze Runner by James Dashner, Chapter 35. That settles it, Minot said. Thomas stood next to him, on the edge of the cliff, staring at the gray nothingness beyond. There was no sign of anything to the left, right, down, up, or ahead, for as far as he could see. Nothing but a blank wall. Settles what? Thomas asked. We've seen it 3 times now. Something's up. Yeah, Thomas knew what he meant, but waited for Mino's explanation anyway. That dead Griever, I found it. It ran this way, and we never saw it come back or go deeper into the maze. Then those suckers we tricked into jumping past us. Tricked? Thomas asked. Maybe not such a trick. Mino looked over him, contemplative. Anyway, then this. He pointed out at the abyss. Not much doubt anymore. Somehow the Grievers can leave the maze this way. Looks like magic, but so does the sun disappearing. If they can leave this way, Thomas added, continuing Mino's line of reasoning, so could we. A thrill of excitement shot through him. Mino laughed. There's your death wish again. Want to hang out with the Grievers? Have a sandwich, maybe? Thomas felt his hopes drop. Got any better ideas? One thing at a time, Greenie. Let's get some rocks and test this place out. There has to be some kind of hidden exit. Thomas helped Mino as they scrabbled around the corners and crannies of the maze, picking up as many loose stones as possible. They got more by thumbing cracks in the walls, spilling broken chunks onto the ground. When they finally had a sizable pile, they hauled it over right next to the edge and took a seat. Feet dangling over the side. Thomas looked down and saw nothing but a gray descent. Mino pulled out his pad and pencil, placed them on the ground next to him. All right, we gotta take good notes, and memorize it in that shuck head of yours, too. If there's some kind of optical illusion hiding an exit from this place, I don't want to be the one who screws up when the first shank tries to jump into it. That shank ought to be the keeper of the runners, Thomas said, trying to make a joke to hide his fear. Being this close to a place where Grievers might come out at any second was making him sweat. You want to hold onto one beauty of a rope? Mino picked up a rock from their pile. Yeah. Okay, let's take turns tossing them, zigzagging back and forth out there. If there's some kind of magical exit, hopefully it'll work with rocks, too. Make them disappear. Thomas took a rock and carefully threw it to their left, just in front of where the left wall of the corridor leading to the cliff met the edge. The jagged piece of stone fell and fell, then disappeared into the gray emptiness. Mino went next. He tossed his rock just a foot or so farther out than Thomas had. It also fell far below. Thomas threw another one, another foot out. Then Mino. Each rock fell into the depths. Thomas kept following Mino's orders. They continued until they marked a line reaching at least 12 feet from the cliff. Then moved their target pattern a foot to the right and started coming back toward the maze. All the rocks fell. Another line out, another line back. All the rocks fell. They threw enough rocks to cover the entire left half of the area in front of them, covering the distance anyone or anything could possibly jump. Thomas's discouragement grew with every toss until it turned into a heavy mass of blah. He couldn't help chiding himself. It's been a stupid idea. Then Mino's next rock disappeared. It was the strangest, most hard-to-believe thing Thomas had ever seen. Mino had thrown a large chunk, a piece that had fallen from one of the cracks in the wall. Thomas had watched, deeply concentrating on each and every rock. This one left Mino's hand, sailed forward, almost in the exact center of the cliff line, started its descent to the unseen ground far below. Then it vanished, as if it had fallen through a plane of water or mist. 1 second there, falling. Next second, gone. Thomas couldn't speak. We've thrown stuff off the cliff before, Mino said. How could we have ever missed that? I never saw anything disappear. Never. Thomas coughed. His throat felt raw. Do it again. Maybe we blinked weird or something. Mino did, throwing it at the exact same spot, and once again, it winked out of existence. Maybe you weren't looking carefully other times you threw stuff over, Thomas said. I mean, it should be impossible. Sometimes you don't look very hard for things you don't believe will or can happen. They threw the rest of the rocks, aiming at the original spot and every inch around it. To Thomas's surprise, the spot in which the rocks disappeared proved only to be a few feet square. No wonder we missed it, Mino said, furiously writing down notes and dimensions, his best attempt at a diagram. It's kind of small. The Grievers must barely fit through that thing, Thomas kept his eyes riveted to the area of the invisible floating square, trying to burn the distance and the location in his mind, remember exactly where it was. And when they come out, they must balance on the rim of the hole and jump over the empty space to the cliff edge. It's not that far. If I could jump it, I'm sure it's easy for them. Mino finished drawing, then looked up at the special spot. How's this possible, dude? What are we looking at? Like you said, it's not magic. Must be something like our sky turning gray. Some kind of optical illusion or a hologram hiding a doorway. This place is all jacked up. And Thomas admitted to himself, kind of cool. His mind craved to know what kind of technology could be behind it all. Yeah, jacked up is right. Come on. Mino got up with a grunt and put on his backpack. Better get as much of the maze run as we can. With our new decorated sky, maybe other weird things have happened out there. We'll tell Newt and Albie about this tonight. Don't know how it helps, but at least we know now where the Shuck Grievers go. And probably where they come from, Thomas said, as he took one last look at the hidden doorway. The Griever Hole. Yeah, good a name as any. Let's go. Thomas sat and stared, waiting for Mino to make a move. Several minutes passed in silence, and Tom realized his friend must be fascinated as he was. Finally, without saying a word, Mino turned to leave. Thomas reluctantly followed, and they ran into the gray, dark maze.